We're on the bottom of Chof Amad Aleph. Tana Rabbanan. La'olam yehei adam rach kekana v'aliyah kekosha keres. Person should be pliable, supple, like a kana, like a reed, and not inflexible like an eres. Ma'isa shibor Elazar ben Reb Shimon. Min migdal gidor. Reb Elazar of Shimon was traveling from Migdal Gedor and Beis Rabo. V'hoyu rochu v'lachamor, matayol svasnor, v'som of Simcha Gedola, v'yisadai to gasolam, neshalom et Torah harbe. He had just learned a lot of Torah, and he was in a very good mood, and he felt very high with his Torah. Yisdam in lo, odam echot, shahoyu mechur b'yosem. He saw a person who was very ugly. Omer lo shalom alecha Rebbe. So the person said to him, shalom alecha Rebbe, v'lo hefzer lo, he didn't answer it. So some say that he saw in the person that he not only was ugly physically, but he assumed that he was also ugly spiritually. So the person looked like a real oysbor. Therefore he didn't speak to him. Omer lo reiko, kama mechur o soheish. So he said to him, you empty person. Here's a little bit of a hint that he didn't only consider him ugly physically, but he was an empty person. Shema kol b'nei ircha mechura in kamoscha, and he was darn l'kafschus, according to this, that maybe the reason that you're such a rasha is because you live amongst Rishoy. Amar lo eini yodea, so the person understood that he wasn't talking about his spiritual makeup, but his physical makeup. So he said, I don't know. Elalech emor v'uman shosani. Kama mechur, klize shosisa. Go to the professional, made me, the artist who made me, and tell him that he made an ugly kli. Because the person himself understood that he was talking about his physical features. Kivin shiyada bi'atzmo shechata, he realized that he made a mistake, that he, insulted the person, right? And maybe the person wasn't ugly spiritually, only physically. Yored menachamor v'nishtatech lefon, he got off the donkey and he bowed down to him. V'omer lo nenesi lecho mocholi. He said, I ask you forgiveness. I did something wrong to you. Forgive me. Omer lo eini mochel lechot sheteilich l'um and shosani v'emer lo kama mechur klizeh shosisa. Not going to forgive you until you go, until the artist that made me, that he made an ugly thing. Tosa says that in the Seches Derech Eretz, it says that this person was Eliyahu Navi, and he's trying to teach him a lesson. So he followed him, keeping and trying to entreat him to forgive him. Yatzu b'nei iro likraso, v'hayu omrim lo sholom alecha Rebbe, Rebbe, Mori, Mori. Right, they greeted him, with sholom aleichem, Rebbe and Mori. Omer lehem, l'mi atem korim Rebbe, Rebbe. Who are you calling Rebbe, Rebbe? Right, and he didn't put down the Mori, Mori, because he said, surely this is not somebody he can learn from. Amr lo, l'zeshem etayel lecharecha, the person who's following you, he's our Rebbe Mori. Amr lohem, zeh Rebbe al yirba kamoso b'Yisrael. This guy is a Rebbe, he shouldn't be a lot like him. Amr lohem, ma, why not? Amr lohem, kach v'kach osoli, is what he did to me. And even though he didn't do anything, he just said something, but he embarrassed him, he insulted him. That's considered like a mice. Amr lo, afal pikein macholo, shodim godl b'toruhu. Still, forgive him. He's an Adam Godel Batorah. Forgive him. Omer lahem, b'shvilchem harini mochalo. I'll forgive him for your sake. Uvavad shelo yeh roga lasos kein. As long as he doesn't do this, right, attack people like this in the future. Miyad nichnas Reb Elazar ben Reb Shimon v'dorish la'olam yehi adam rach kekonav al yekosh kosher keres. Ulaficha zocha kon alik lehemenu kolmas lichto bo sefer Torah tefillin mezuzas. A person should not be so rigid and hard like an eres. Over here, he wanted to tell this guy, give him mussar, but he gave the mussar in a way that was too hard. Okay, Rashi. Nizdam in lo adam, yesh svarim, Rashi before this, yeah. Metaya lishmoa. He was taking a walk, a little bit, in order to get out his simcha. Nizdamen lo adam, yesh svarim shekosu ben Elio zocher latov. V'hu nizgaven lo chicho shol yard v'dover. Elio came and set up the whole thing in order he should be able to give him mussar that he shouldn't be so rigid. Okay, right. V'chein ir sheyesh v'dever o mapolis. Mishnah says a city that has dever or the walls or the buildings are falling down. Tana Rabbanan, Mapolis Sha'amru, when do you fast for a Mapolis? Brios velo ru'uos. It has to be that sound buildings fall down, not ones that are dilapidated. That's not any sign of any kind of gzera. It's natural that dilapidated buildings fall down. She'enam ru'yus lipo, velo ru'yus lipo. Not buildings that shouldn't naturally have fallen, and not buildings that naturally should fall. Gemara says, what's the two categories? Hayniu, brios, hayniu, she'enam ru'yus lipo. Same thing. If they're sound buildings, they're not going to fall. Hayniu ru'uos, hayniu ru'yus lipo. And if they're dilapidated buildings, they're the ones that are going to fall. So why mention two things? Dilapidated and fitting to fall, and sound and not fitting to fall. They're the same thing. Lotzricha de noflu machmas govai. Now, it's talking where they could be sound buildings, but because they're so high, they fall because they're not balanced properly.
Doesn't it have Ella? Lotzricha Ella?
What?
Why does it say Ella?
No.
Lotzricha Ella?
No, it's not Ella. It's explained the thing. It's not, this is the exception. Lotzricha de noflu machmas govai. That when it says ru'uyos and not ru'uyos, it's not talking about that it's ru'uyos because it's dilapidated. It's ru'uyos because it's too high. He's just explaining what the word came for. We're not trying to do new pshat. This is the pshat originally. It's not Ella. Inami, where Ella is where we thought something was one way, now it's a different way. Now we didn't think it was a different way, we just thought it was extraneous.
But Lotzricha doesn't mean it's extraneous?
Like, no. It's, okay. The explanation is the following. Inami, the kaimen aguda de nara, or it's on the edge of a drop, right? Like on a edge of a nar, and then it's what could be very sound. It's still going to fall in. Kiahi ha'ishas ashisa ra'ua dehavi benardo. There was a dilapidated wall that was in Nardo. The lo havi cholef rabu shmul to say they wouldn't walk near under it because they're afraid it would fall in. Afagav the kind of ba'asra tlesa shonim. Even though it stood in its place for what's it called 13 years, still they were afraid that one day it's going to fall down. Yom echad iklu Rav Ada bar Ava lohosam. One day Rav Ada bar Ava came there. Omar le Shmuel Rav, nesei mar nokif. Let's bring Rav Ada bar Ava that he should come underneath this wall. Let's walk around and like we usually do and not go under the wall. Omar le lo tzrich nehoidna. Today we don't have to avoid the wall. The wall's not going to fall on us if Rav Ada bar Ava is with us because he has a lot of sechuyos. And therefore there's nothing to be afraid of. Rav Huna havi le'ahu chamra ba'ahu beisa ra'ua. Rav Huna had a chamor that was inside a dilapidated house. Uboy lefnuye, and he wanted to get it out, but he was afraid to go into the house. It would collapse on him. Ayil Rav Ada bar Ava, since he brought Rav Ada bar Ava with him into the house, and then he took out the donkey. So Rav Ada bar Ava realized what was going on. He's bringing him there that the house shouldn't fall in. Ikbid. Sover lo ki hoda omar Rav Yanai, la'olam al yam la'olam makam sakhani. He was makbid. He got him upset. Why? Because he held like Rav Yanai. Rav Yanai said a person shouldn't stand in a place where there's a makam sakhani. But Yomar, even if he's roy that a nesh should happen to him, shouldn't rely on the nes. The yomer osim lo nes. Why? Shemain osim. First of all, maybe the nes won't happen. The imtim tzalomer osim lo nes. And even if the nes will happen, menachin lo b'zichuyosav. It takes away from your zichuyos. Nothing comes for free. Rav Ada bar Ava was upset that the nes happened and it took away from his zichuyos. Omer avchanan mikra deceiv katonti mikol achasod mikol ha'emes. Right, where do we see this, that if somebody is given chesed or whatever, it takes off his zechuyos from Yaakov Avinu. Katonti mikol ha-chasodim. I got lessened, diminished, because of the chasodim you did for me. Why was Rav Ada bar Ava such a special person, that he was so well protected? Ki hod de itmar, sholu talmidav, So the reason was the following. The Talmidim asked Rav Adar Bar Ava, what were you zocher to such arichas yomim? Omer Lohem, so he said, Miyomai lo hikpadati b'soch beisi. I never got angry in my house, even though it says a person shouldn't be makbid ema yaseira b'beiso, that's ema yaseira. But you're allowed to be makbid a little bit. He wasn't makbid at all. V'lo tzo'adati b'fnei shegadol mimeni. I never walked in front of somebody who was greater than me. V'lo hirharti mevuos hamatunofos. I wasn't mahara dibrei Torah in places that either was osur to be mahara, and since he always was learning Torah, the next thing, v'lo halachti b'al ramos b'lo Torah v'tfilin. I never was without Torah. Still, I was able to hold myself back in mevuos hamatunofos, or the pshat is that he held that you're allowed to be mahara b'divrei Torah in those places, or the Gemara says that if you can't control yourself, it's mutter. So even so, without he was medactic on himself not to be mahara b'mevuos hamatunofos. V'lo halachti dal ramos b'lo Torah v'lo tefillin. V'lo yashant v'yishamed v'shloshinas keva v'loshinas haroi. Even though a Talmud Chacham is allowed to sleep in a base medrash, I never did it. V'lo sasti b'takolas chaveirai. I never was happy with somebody else's downfall. And I say the Chora, that's an Isser, right? He's not been full of Yivchal Tishmach. So that's your enemy. But a friend, what's it called? You got something at his expense. You don't hate him, right? You're just happy that you benefited. That could be, it's not awesome. But I wasn't even happy when my friend suffered, right? I bought something at his expense, and I benefited and he lost. So there it could be, it's not osur. It's if you're friends, you're not, what's it called, being happy at the downfall of an enemy. Still, ososti b'takolos chaveira. Even my friends, I wasn't happy at their expense. V'lo korosi l'chaveri b'hachinoso, v'amri lo b'chachinoso. I never called my friend by a nickname, even though it's only osur to call a nickname that is not, that is g'nai. I never called him a nickname b'chlal. Or I never called him by his family name. Like Tosfos brings down Avram Ibn Ezra. Ibn Ezra is a family name. That's also only osur if there's a gnai in it, something that was derogatory. I never did it, even if it wasn't derogatory. Okay, Rashi. Well, tzricha dekaima. Okay, hachi garsin ma pola shomru brios velo ruos sheinam ruis lipo velo shruios lipo. Or it says hi niu brios, the hi niu shenam ruis lipo. Right? If it's sound, it's not gonna fall. And if it's not sound, it's gonna fall. So why mention two things? Well, tzricha, you need the two things, the kaiman aguda de nahara. You need the two things because it's possible to have a sound wall that also is fit to fall, and therefore it had to mention both things. Mapolis shiesham ruach chazak shemapila chomos. Mapolis is where you have a strong wind that knocks down the walls. And when do you fast for walls that fall? The brios, tamrina, when the walls were sound. Even though they were sound walls, they fell because of the wind. But if the walls were dilapidated, they don't fast. And, second condition, when they're fit to fall, you don't fast. When they're not fit to fall, then you do. So the Gemara's kasha is, it's redundant. The Gemara's answer is, it's not redundant, this is the pshat. Okay. Lo tzricha, havik tani she'enem ru'uyos, v'ru'uyos lipo. Why do I have to mention both? It's not sound and fit to fall. Kegon, the koi aguda denaro, al-svas anor. It's talking about a sound wall that's on the edge of a drop by a nar. Even though it's a sound, it's still going to fall. Because the water wears away at it and makes it fall into the crevice. The water eats away at the foundation and the wall, even though it's a strong wall, it's going to fall. Okay. It was stood for 13 years, so it's not something that obviously is going to fall. It still was in a place that it was all to fall. Even the ru'ua, it's dilapidated. They didn't go under it. Elohim Makis Osa, they would make a detour and go around. Menachin Mimatim, they diminish a person's zechus if a nace happens to you. Loit Parati, and the Sfarim say that's only if it's a nace where there's no Kiddush Hashem. But if it's a nace shel Rabim, a Kiddush Hashem, then the zechus, zechuyos don't go down. Because in the zechus that you made a Kiddush Hashem and other people learn from it or whatever, or a nace shel Rabim, that doesn't diminish a person's zechuyos. Loit Parati v'sol Beisi, v'lo alachti v'lo Torah, t'chol shayt t'havigaris. He learned all the time. Bechachi naso, shemechanim lo b'nei adam kagon shem levoy, a nickname. Chanichaso, kamo chanichas avos, a family name. Okay. Neither one did he do. Let's go on. Omar le rov al rafim bar papa, leimolon mar mahani milim malyaso de havi ovid rafuna. So Rav said to Rav from Bar Papa, tell us some of the good things that Rav Huna used to do. Omer le biyankusei lo dochin. I don't remember what he used to do when he was young. B'sibusei dochin. I remember what he used to do when he was old. They were good friends. So I can't remember when he was young what was special, but I remember when he was old what was special. D'chol yom de'eva ha'mimatkin le biguhurka de'tahava. Every time it was a cloudy day, they would take him out in a wagon, in a chariot, a carriage of gold, and he would, what's it called, go around and inspect the entire city, the chol hashisa, the havis riusa, havis osurla, and any wall that was dilapidated, he would knock down, ef shalemorid bonila, and if the owner could rebuild it, he would make the owner rebuild it, the ilo efshar bonila ihu midibay. And if any, what's it called, he was a rich man. And if the owner couldn't afford to rebuild the wall, he rebuilt it from his own money. So you should make sure that there weren't sakonas in the city. The Chopanya de Mali Shabsa, have a Meshadr Shlucha the Shuka. Every Friday afternoon, he would send a Shliach to the Shuk. The Chol Yarka de Havipayish, Lehu, Leginoi, Zovinle, Vishodile, Lenara. And any vegetables that were left over, he would buy and throw it into the river. Gemara says, why do you throw it into the river? Right? You should give it to the aniyim. He says, no, zimne de samcha daitu velo asi lemizman. No, the aniyim will get used to this, and they'll think that there's going to be a surplus that we'll get for free, and they won't buy vegetables for Shabbos, and there won't be any surplus. And they'll end up having no vegetables for Shabbos. So he didn't want the aniyim to rely on this. L'shadi lebehema, give it to behemas. Why throw it into the nar? Kesover, maichal adam, imachilim lebehema. It's a bizoyim to food that's fit for human consumption to give it to an animal. Gemara says, below the zav neklau. The mice don't buy it all, right? Nimtzeis machshilun lasid lavel. No, because then they won't get a surplus of vegetables. They'll think that what's it called, so this way, he makes sure that they always sold what they had, so they would get a lot of vegetables for Letzorach Shabbos. Rashi. B'yom ha'de'iva, yom ha'ma'una, da'avi ruach min ha'sheves, u'mistafid lo tapu chomos. On a cloudy day when the winds were blowing, he went to make sure that there wouldn't be any walls that would be knocked down by the wind. B'guharka, teva tluya ba'agola, v'soros yoshven, a carriage. The sire, bodek, he would go and inspect, what's it called, all the whole city. Targum poke, messire, k'mo hai tim tavchad lo sor sakino kamei chochem. Right, Messiah means to check. He havele milsa da susa, romile, we never know yet. Zovin le vishodi le benara, lahachi zovin lo, why did he buy it? He havi mishtayer mi de leganonim, if the vegetable sellers would have left over, azle le ibud, the mich misho b'shabas, it would go bad, and it would get, it would wilt on Shabbos. So they wouldn't bring an abundance of vegetables and people wouldn't have, they would sell out, right? This way, if they sold everything they had, the next Friday, they would also bring in abundance. And the next Friday, it could be that a lot of people would buy, so everybody would have yarakos for Shabbos. The Samcha Daitai said, why didn't you give it to the poor? Because they would rely on this. They would always not buy vegetables and wait till the free ones came. And sometimes there wouldn't be any free ones. We don't have to buy vegetables. We'll wait for the free. The Shem Elo Yishtayer, Shom Kluman. Maybe that week there won't be anything left over. Ve'ein lohem alechol b'shabbos. You wouldn't have anything to eat for Shabbos. These people only have vegetables to eat. They're poor. Why don't you feed it to animals? Ein machin osol behema. Mishum bizui ochlim. Because feeding human food to an animal is a bizui for the food. U'merzei keboi betoba sheshbiya kodesh baruch hu ba'olam. Inami, mishum dechasa Torah amamonim she'Yisrael. So, what's it called? You don't waste food that could go for a human to an animal. So what's going to help to throw it into the river? Right? Well, the Holkins, Rashi says, he threw it into the river. It wasn't wasted. It would go to another place, and people would find it, and they'd eat it. And in fact, it was in the river. It wouldn't wilt. It wouldn't dry up, because it was in a place where there was water. So that way, it would end up being eaten by human beings. Okay? So he didn't throw it into the river to destroy it. He threw it into the river that it should go, and other people should eat it, and they surely won't rely on this, that they're going to get their vegetables from the river. This was an unusual thing. So it ended up being eaten by human beings. Nobody would be relying on it. The Ganonim had all their wares bought, and that way all the things were taken care of. Kihavi le milsa da susa. So he said the Rav Huna, when he had healing. You needed something to be healed. Having Molly Kuze the Maya, a toilet was safe in the basin. Right? He would hang up a pitcher of water, put it on the end of his house, for Omer called the boy Lacey Velishko. Whoever wants to come and take from the water, right, because it's a healthy thing to drink after you it's talking about bloodletting over here. No Rashi. The Ika Diamre, and some say that it wasn't Stam when he had an Indian of bloodletting. But Milsa de Shivsa Havi Gomer. He knew how to avoid and counteract Shadim. The Havi Monech Kuza de Maya of Adolile. He would hang up a pitcher of water so people should be able to wash their hands, because if people eat without hands that are washed, they're prone to be attacked by Shadim. The Omer called the Tzorek Lesi Vileo, the Lodistake. Ki havi korech rifta, when he would eat, right, he'd start his meal, havi posech levave, he would open up the gate, v'omer kol man detzorech leisev elecho. Anybody who wants, come and eat, like we do at the beginning of the Seder. Kol dich ben yesev yecho. Omer rava kula motzina mekaimini, rava said I could do everything like Rav Huna did, levar meho, except for this one. Delo matzina lemevot, I can't announce that anybody who wants to come and eat, because mishum de nefishe b'nei chela de mechuzah. Because there are a lot of aniyim in Mechuza, and I'd be overloaded with people that I couldn't afford to feed. So I can't announce whoever wants to come and eat should come. We do it by the Seder, because we're already doing it by nobody's around. So it's just a symbolic thing. Rashi, Milsa de Shivsa, Minik Shadim, Shemazikin Lemishiyokov, Eino Notel Yodav. Shadim hurt people that eat when they don't wash their hands. It's not talking about tilus yadayim for bread. Don't stop to wash your hands because of cleanliness. If you eat with dirty hands, you're prone to shade them and to other kinds of infections or whatever. The shivsa kahach de garcina meseches yuma, like the Gemara says in Yoma. Omra baya mishum shivsa. The Gemara over there says that because of shivsa, because of shade them, that's why there's certain things that you don't do. Bahavi toli le lahu kuza the mai, so he hung up a pitcher of water that people should have water to wash their hands. Ki hech de lim shiyodayu mino. Bar meho, chutz mizu. So Rava said, I could do all the things that Rav Huna did except for this one. The chol man de boy havi ayel to ochel. I can't announce that anybody who wants to come and eat should come and eat. Yishun de nefishe b'ni mechuza. Diki ani ay tfei, there's a lot of aniyam in mechuza v'kom michli karna. They'll eat up all my money. So I can't invite everybody to eat every day. That's something I can't do.